After the deadly attack in New York this week, Northwest law enforcement agencies and the local Muslim community are on alert. Muslim leaders are condemning the attack and asking faith groups to come together. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
The Council on American Islamic Relations Washington says its members are horrified by the New York attack. Spokesperson Sarah Studeville says the council, known as CARE, is praying for the people impacted. And she says CARE is also concerned about backlash against Muslims. Studeville says Islamophobia can be fueled when media or politicians put an emphasis on the religion of attackers.
Really horrible, heinous crimes. They're meant to divide us, and it's really important for all of us, no matter our background, to recognize that and to get in the way of it by standing together.
She says there's a strong interfaith community in Western Washington and that solidarity is one of the best responses to horrific attacks. CARE itself will be involved in an interfaith project next week. They're visiting traditionally conservative congregations across the state to have a discussion about Islamophobia. Meanwhile, law enforcement in the region are watching developments in New York. FBI Seattle spokesperson Ayn Diedrich says there's no specific credible threat to Washington state. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.